In April, tens of thousands of Russians rallied in Moscow and other parts of the country for the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Fast forward several months later and the opposition leader is behind bars, his organisation outlawed and deemed a terrorist threat. As Russians go to the polls this weekend, is there any opposition left to Vladimir Putin? Joining me this evening is Dr. Alexei Muraviev, an expert on Russia's strategic affairs and Associate Professor of National Security and Strategic Studies at Curtin University. Welcome.
Great to be with you.
Have you ever seen such a clampdown on a Russian opposition like this before?
Well, it happened in the past, but certainly with lesser decisiveness and I guess lesser coerciveness. So there were obviously soft crackdowns in the past, but certainly this time Russia's strategic behavior is changing, and it's not only changing with respect to its interactions with the outside world, but also with the way how the Russian ruling elites are running affairs in their own country.
Ultimately, what's at stake here for Putin?
Look, I mean, Putin obviously wants to consolidate the conservative electorate that kept supporting him. He understands that he has a challenge, because when it comes to his personal popularity and stake, there is no real contender. But when it comes to the parliamentary representation of his supporters, that's where he runs into potential problems, because the party that unconditionally backs him, the current ruling party, the United Russia Party, has largely been viewed as a growing collection of bureaucrats and people who are largely associated with this old Soviet term called nomenklatura, meaning effectively a career-oriented bureaucrats who effectively would not be driven by the ideological agenda by joining a particular party during the Soviet Union. It was obviously the Communist Party, rather than trying to find best ways how to use the system, how to indulge by the benefits that the system brings them, and obviously in this sense not working for the people rather than working for themselves. So he has the challenge of effectively rebuild the credibility of this force that is considered to be largely discredited because of scandals and also general mistrust, and that's obviously in preparation not only for his continuous term in the office, but in preparation for a gradual handover of power to his political heir, which is likely probably to come up from within the ranks of that ruling party. So he kind of faces a credibility challenge, which obviously wasn't an issue for him in the past, and that obviously makes him act in a variety of ways, ranging from drawing in the heavy cards, like for example mobilizing a very popular defense minister and a foreign minister to basically become new faces of this ruling party, to cracking down on charismatic opposition elements like Alexei Navalny.
What do you think will happen? You say a handover to his political successor is likely very quickly, but is democracy dead in Russia?
Well, I mean, the Russians would. I mean, the Russian narrative right now that democracy dead in the West. So, I mean, there's been a very interesting sort of narrative developed in Russia, not in with respect so much that there is this thing called managed democracy, as Putin once referred to the style of governance that exists in Russia, and he also made parallels with China. But the latest narrative that certainly of so-called experts and politologists that is effectively affiliated with the Kremlin were certainly very much in the public domain, that Russia has too much democracy, that it's awfully democratic, and it really requires a bit of self-management. So compared to, say, the Western setting, you know, what is allowed in Russia apparently is unbelievable and unconditional and unrestricted compared to the same circumstances in the West. So if you want to listen to some of the Russian interest in Russian narrative, they would actually argue that they have too much democracy on their hands, which needs to be restrained rather than not enough democracy. How we interpret it is obviously looks completely different to the outsiders, But I mean, at the end of the day, it's what really works for the majority of the Russians. And even though we want to believe there is a strong opposition presence in Russia, but it seems that the majority of voters who cast their vote in support of Putin and his supporters represent a passive, silent majority that don't seem to be really bothered with the question whether Russia is a democratic country and whether the system in Russia is ideal and transparent and for the people or otherwise.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Dr. Alexei Muraviev is an expert on Russia's strategic affairs and Associate Professor of National Security and Strategic Studies at Curtin University. This is Drive.